I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Mr. Zachariah is here, so you know how it works. It's law for the elderly. It is PittsburghElderLaw.com. Zachariah Brown, the amazing law firm. They're here every other Saturday, noon to 1, and we open the phones up, but it gets extremely busy about 10 minutes into the broadcast, so if you have a power of attorney, estate planning, wills, anything that has to do with elder law, call us now. You need a question answered, you can get it answered right now. That number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. We talk about gifting. We talk about everything. We talk about assisted living. We talk about long-term health care. This is your opportunity to get those questions answered. And if you're the caregiver for your parents and you really need a little bit of extra help, not a problem. We are just a phone call away, 866-391-1020. Now, they have offices, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Bradenton, and Pompano Beach, where Mr. Zachariah is licensed. That number to call the office is 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Counselor, good afternoon, and where do we begin?
Good afternoon, Rob. Good to see you again, as always.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. A couple shows ago, I mentioned that I'm putting together a booklet on the five-year look back. It's the real nightmare in Medicaid law, in nursing home law. You know, it's called the five-year look back, and it's essentially this rule that says you cannot give anything away within the 5 years prior to applying for Medicaid in a nursing home, and if you do, we will penalize you. And it is the most misunderstood and non-understood law on the books. And by non-understood, I mean a lot of people don't even know it exists. Their loved one ends up going into a nursing home. A lot of times it's a fall on a broken hip, or a lot of times it's dementia. It's a whole variety of different things that someone ends up there, and they're told to apply for Medicaid to pay for their care. But nobody, they don't really know what it is. They don't really know what they're doing. So this booklet I'm writing to help explain to people how that whole system works and what it is that you have to look out for, because I see these terrible things every single day. And when I say they're terrible things, they are things that every family does every day with an elderly loved one. Mom says, honey, I'm going to give you $1,000 a month. Would you just please buy my food and pay my utilities and do things like that for me? And the child agrees to do so. And then something goes wrong down the road, and they're being audited by the Medicaid agency, the Department of Human Services, and they look at their transactions, and they say, why was your mother giving you $1,000 every month? You're not allowed to do that. That's a penalty for Medicaid. And the daughter says, well, that wasn't a gift. You see, mom gave me the money, and I bought things for her. And the agency says, well, that's fine. We want receipts on everything. And she says, well, I didn't keep receipts. I mean, a lot of times I would just put it on my credit card and, you know, count that $1,000 as part of it. Now we want receipts on everything. Anything that you cannot receipt for us, we are going to penalize you. And it's pretty severe, and it happens to people all the time, and they just don't know about it. Another bad one that happens all the time is maybe mom had been helping out her son, who's maybe not able to do as well in this world as some of the other kids. And so she's given him $5,000 here and there, and nobody knows about it, and she doesn't tell anybody about it. And the daughter applies for Medicaid for mom, and these things come up, and all of a sudden the daughter is the one getting burned. And the burn is this. The way it works is it's effectively for every $482 that was given away during that five-year look-back period, they won't pay for a day for every $482. So if there's like $48,000 given away, that's going to be 100 days, a little over 3 months that the Medicaid won't pay. And that starts when mom's out of money. So who pays? The daughter ends up paying.
So here's what we're going to do. If you have some of these look back questions and you're curious and you're wondering, before that hand gets caught in a cookie jar, no fault of your own, but just trying to take care of someone that you love, call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. This is a great opportunity to talk to a guy who's passionate about this. So let me ask you, say if the mom said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't write you a check. Let's just take out $1,000 every month.
Same thing.
So even if there's no record of where the money's going, they're noticing the money's coming out.
Same thing, yeah. But here's the good news. There is some good news.
Okay.
If they contact us early enough, like soon as mom's in the nursing home and it's going to be a long-term thing,
yep,
we can fix it using mom's own money.
Give away trade secrets, but give me just a little bit to kind of digest here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, one of my favorite stories was a lady who came to me who, a couple years ago, mom gave her three kids $10,000 each. They spent it all, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't have to give back. And she said, I'm really worried about this. You know, it was $30,000. Mom's only got $75,000 left right now. What do we do? And so I did our thing with her. I said, okay, I ran the numbers. We're going to prepay a funeral because we got to take care of that. And then we're going to, I want you to gift another $20,000, make it an even 50. We're going to take the last $35,000 that was left, and I'm going to work my magic with it. And we're going to use that to pay through the penalty period. It's a recharacterization of assets, but that's what we do. I can't say more than that without giving it away. You can't do it on your own, nor should you even try, because hiring a lawyer is part of your spend down, so it doesn't cost you anything more. I had a client named Ralph tell me years ago that he did not get it. He said, I thought what we were paying you was coming from my mom's money to take care of my dad. I didn't realize we're going to spend that on the nursing home or we're going to spend it on you. You need to make sure you're clear about that, Carl.
So, and by the way, if you have any questions about this stuff, call us right now. All of our lines are available. We'll get you on the air right away with Carl Zachariah from Zachariah Brown, 866-391-1020. So let me say this. So is Medicaid really free?
I wouldn't say it's free. When you're on Medicaid, we're just talking about nursing home care.
Yeah.
You do pay your income over, which is another problematic area. Oh, my God.
So it's not as clear-cut.
Oh, there's nothing clear-cut in here. I mean, it's very hard to follow, but it's what we do every day. I mean, there's always a problem. They say, oh, you can keep your home and be on Medicaid. So they apply for Medicaid. They don't have enough money, so it takes about 4 months. They find out they're eligible, and they've been using mom's income every month to pay for the utilities and the taxes, only to find out, no, you owe that to the nursing
home. One of the things that I've learned negotiating being 65, people will say, oh, that's easy to do. No, it's not.
I know, you're right. You're right. That,
so
that's
can
not true.
You guys actually help people make certain decisions so when that money is allotted, how it's dished out, tying it into the will, the estate planning, even Social Security issues, setting it up, all of that stuff, even pre-need someone's funeral arrangements, you can handle all that?
That's every day. That's every day, every case.
So that's why you need to call them, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Bradenton, and Pompano Beach, Florida. Now, look, if you have a question about look back, some of the things that I was talking about, you're trying to set up an estate plan, you want to get that will together, maybe you're just at that very first week or two of trying to sort all this stuff out, and you have to make decisions quickly, parents are aging, you know that nursing home, assisted living, long-term care, all of that stuff is staring you in the face. Don't fear. We're here. Call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And don't forget, Veterans Administration questions, they can handle that as well. Everything that you need to know, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, go to PittsburghElderLaw.com, ELDER.com. You have a question for them, call right now. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you next business day, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. And if you have a pertinent question that needs answered now concerning elder law, don't wait. Call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Carl Zachariah, Rob Pratt, this is Pittsburgh, of course, works, and we're talking to Zachariah Brown, attorney Carl Zachariah. Again, our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So as we're back with Carl Zachariah, and again, if you have some questions about the five-year look-back things we're talking about, we'd love to hear from you. It's all about protecting your assets, taking care of those loved ones, 866-391-1020. So with some clear-cut planning, sir, and I know you've got so much more, can you find, I don't want to use the word loopholes, but solutions to a lot of these problems?
Sure. In fact, we have a system that we term the Medicaid Application Assurance Plan, MAP, with two A's in it. And that's what we're doing for our clients now. We're looking at what they have. They give us full disclosure of their assets, any prior transfers. And that's the key to this five-year look back. People think it's gifts. It's not gifts. It's a transfer. Did you give something to somebody and not get anything in return of the same value, who get less than the same value back? Yeah, you know, big, big grandparents. They go to weddings and they give money to the bride and groom. That's a transfer for less than fair market value. That's also a gift. Or they'll say, "I'm not driving this car anymore. Why don't you take it?" That also is a transfer for less than fair market value. Or they might sell a piece of property that they own that's worth, say, $80,000, and they'll sell it for $20,000 to their grandson. That's not a gift, but that is a transfer for less than fair market value. There's all these different things out there that come to bite people, and it doesn't have to happen.
And they're just trying to do something good.
They're walking through the woods, the dangerous woods, with lions and tigers and bears, as Dorothy would say, barefoot, and with nothing to protect themselves. That's what's happening. And then they're stunned. Just absolutely stunned. So I don't know this. I've never done this before. I understand that, but that's what we're here to protect people from, and it's the best job in the world. As a lawyer, I've done all kinds of different things in the years. This is the best.
And every time, and I'm sure more times than not, people come in frightened, and they are thinking this is the end. Everything I've worked for, or everything my parents have worked for, and within a matter of 20 minutes to a half hour, you have them back down on earth.
Back down on earth and sleeping tonight.
Oh, good stuff.
That's the words I get. So, it's it's really a sad thing that too many people, they just don't know to look for help. They don't really understand what they're doing.
Well, on the other side too, there are some people, not to say they were more fortunate, but they just were in the right place at the right time. I think everybody has the right intention on retirement and saving and investing, but sometimes it's good for some and better for others. And then there are people that have more than enough money, and they just start writing checks for $15,000 a month and just figure that's what the money's there for.
Yeah.
That's not what the money's there for.
We've been really fortunate. You know, I'd say probably about 30 to 40% of our referrals now are actually coming from nursing home personnel, sending the families of their residents in to see us, because they're getting tired of having to chase people and deal with the tears and the anger that comes up when somebody finds out they're not eligible for Medicaid or penalized because of some transfers they were unaware of or that were innocent when made and just considered common practice in everyday life, you know. Giving money to the church. I mean, that counts too.
I don't think you can prepare for retirement unless you have a plan with an elder law attorney. I think it's as important as signing up for Social Security, investing your 401k. You have to have Zachariah Brown. You have to have an elder law attorney.
Yeah, you know, whenever I first started, before I actually got into elder law, which was just when I pretty much first started out, I got into estate planning. And everything was based around taxes. Let's not pay too much in taxes. Let's minimize our tax bill. Now I look at that. I said that was just like, you know, some of your money, not a whole lot, some percentage of your assets you'd have to pay in taxes if you did nothing to plan for them. With this, you're talking about losing everything, home included.
What's the thought process you think behind this? Why so far in a deep dive into a look back? Why?
Well, it was a law that passed in 2005. It's called the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005. But even before that, there was a look back. Prior to 2005, the penalty started when you made the gift. So if you gave away $30,000 in January, we won't pay for 3 months. And so starting in January, well, you know, that was a year ago. So that's come and gone. It's, you know, that was up in April of last year, and we weren't looking for Medicaid then. But in 2005, they had the penalty now start when you are in the nursing home and otherwise eligible, which means effectively out of money.
So do you think that maybe a $30 trillion debt in our country has them scrutinizing everything? Do you think that eventually even Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security and all of that stuff's going to be looked at differently and more scrutinized, do you think? Because cash flow is not the same.
You know, I think that the sick elderly population is the weakest political group in the country. They're just, they have no standing for anything. I think illegal immigrants have a stronger political base than they do. But I think that too many people see this in their own families.
Every day.
Yeah, the politicians included, they say, I don't know that we need to mess with this too much. I mean, there is plenty of money. I was concerned about our budget because a lot of this comes out of the state budget. And about 4 or 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, it was taking up a lot of the budget. But Governor Wolf, a pretty bright guy, he said, you know, we have all this money from PACE, the drug program. Now that we have this Medicare Part D program, we don't need so much money for PACE anymore. But it's intended for the elderly, so let's put it into the Medicaid budget, and that floated the boat.
You know, I think a lot of things are going to be changing as we move forward because of what happened with the pandemic, and some nursing homes fell under, you know, the watchful eye of those agencies out there, and rightfully so. And I just think your business is going to be bigger than ever because I think people don't want to find themselves in a situation where their funds are low, they're in the wrong facility, and something of a national crisis pops up. So now I think people are going to be mapping out a plan more than ever.
Yeah. And you know, I know my partner, Christine Brown Murphy, she's working on a book that's all about estate planning for long-term care. But there's really nothing out there that I know of that talks about that. But it's about how to do estate planning, but with a real focus and emphasis on long-term care issues. And I think it's a great idea. I can't wait to see. Be the first one to read it. But on my booklet on this 5-year look back, again, if anybody's interested in this, I'm almost done with it. It's 8.5 by 11, and it looks like it's about 8 pages long. And I'm going to put a little booklet for them for people. But if you're interested, send me an email. It's info@pittsburghelderlaw.com. That's info@pittsburghelderlaw.com. And as soon as it's done, I will get one out to you. It's been through a series of edits here, and I'm really excited about it. It's I think everybody needs to read this. In fact, I sent a couple copies to one of the nursing homes that refers a lot of business to me, and the response from them was, "This is awesome! So I can't wait to get these. I need to give these to every family that comes in here."
So you have someone listening right now who is a executive director, manager, president, owner, operator of a facility, and they're listening to you right now. Not say pro bono, but can they hire your law firm to basically anybody who needs this type of work, they can recommend you and they go from point A to point B. Is that possible?
Well, no. Yes and no.
Okay.
As a law firm, I represent the individual.
Right.
And I can't have a facility pay me for that.
But no. But can the facility say, here are his business cards if you need...
Oh, yeah. They do that all the time.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about.
I do have that company, Senior Care Resources.
Right.
That's going gangbusters. We're getting a lot of referrals.
Well, that's the only way... Listen, I don't know what's out there. The average person doesn't know. It's like all of these things. And I'm sure there are some caregivers listening right now going, man, I got to make the right decision. I thought this would be a lot easier. It's not your fault. It's the law. It's ever changing. It's not what you're educated in. But this company you have, it gives people an idea to find the right place that's the right fit for their mom or dad.
It's much more than that, but it is that.
Explain about it a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. Well, they do part of what we do as a law firm, but they just don't do the legal aspects of it. They know the system. They know how Medicaid works, how to make the application, what's going to be a problem, what's not going to be a problem, and what the outcome should be and what their payment should be. And they know all this. So, you know, they charge a few $1,000s, not legal, but they charge, and they handle the whole application. They gather information from the family, we review it, put it all together, submit it, and then interact with the state until we finally get the approval that is appropriate, that's correct, that's appropriate. You know, there's a lot of new caseworkers at the state. A lot of these people do not understand the system. And so you've got to be very careful, very watchful that you get everything that you should get.
You all know the system because you're dealing in that system all the time.
27 years now? Something.
Have you got to the point where caregivers who came to you almost 30 years ago to help their mom and dad are now coming to you because they need the same type of care?
Absolutely.
That's a full circle, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's making me feel like, okay, I'm just one step away myself.
Don't I know you? I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. All right, listen, this is where we're going to get to the phones. This is where we're going to get busy on the phones. But I want to tell you right now, all four lines are available. We can take four calls right now. We're talking about, obviously, this five-year look back. We're talking estate planning, especially caregivers needing help, wills, power of attorneys, all of this stuff, maneuvering these sometimes troubling waters that they will smooth over, and you'll be nothing but smooth sailing the rest of the way. Call us right now. If there's something bugging you, you just want an answer when it comes to elder law, our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can go to PittsburghElderLaw.com or phone them at 724-942-6200. He's Carl Zachariah. I'm Rob Pratt. This is Pittsburgh, of course, works, and it's Zachariah Brown. We're going to go in order. Rob, you're up first on KDK. How are you, Rob?
Is that me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I are in our 70s, and we would like to leave everything to our daughter. But we're not real crazy about my son-in-law. And is there a way to stipulate that when she goes, that the balance, whatever's left, would go to the grandchildren?
Well, Rob, that's a great question, and that is in the province of what is called a trust. And a lot of people use these, and they will they'll leave everything that they have. Like you and your wife will set up a trust that will say, when we are both gone, everything we have will go to our daughter, but it will remain in the trust fund. And the trustee will be your CPA or a friend or whomever you wish it to be. And anytime your daughter needs money, the trust can give it to her. If she wants to buy a new car, the trust can give it to her. They can give her whatever she needs, but they don't have to give her something if they think that it's not for her or not in her best interest. And whenever she passes away, the trust can be stated that it goes to the children only. But if you don't do that and you die and you leave it to her, it is now hers to do with as she pleases.
Okay, is that complicated and or expensive to set up?
I'd say a trust normally would cost a few thousand dollars, usually between $2,000 and $3,000 to set that up.
Okay.
That seems to be about the typical. So it's more expensive than a will, but it's not over the top.
Okay, that sounds good. But what my mind now says is, how hard is it to pick a trustee?
Well, that's something we talked to you about.
It'll still be around for a few years after we're gone.
Yeah, well, normally you'll set up like a number of them. You'll say, I have this person as my trustee. If he's not available, then it'll be this person. And if he's not available, then it'll be this person. And if there's none available, it'll be a corporate trustee.
Kind of line of succession.
Exactly. Exactly right. Okay.
That's great. Maybe we'll have to give you a call. Thank you for your information.
Thanks, Rob.
Children and parents, they stick together, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Good stuff. 866-391-1020. Dan, you're on KDK with Carl Zachariah. How are you?
Good, gentlemen. How you doing, Rob Zachariah? Rob, just to let you know, you have the best informative shows on the weekends, man. I mean, people should be educated after they're done listening to these things.
Appreciate it.
Exactly. Right. Listen, who created these laws, these look-back laws? Like, where is it? Is it a political thing? Is it Medicare or whatever, Medicaid or the IRS? Who made these laws that when people are in situations, you know, they're elderly, they want to give their kids, like my parents are in that boat right now with assets. I have a handicapped brother. And they're all worried about the look back, if they want to give me and my wife money, like worried about who's getting taxed, who's this. Like, it seems like there's so many complicated problems when you're ready to die. I mean, I shouldn't say it is that way, but who created these laws?
Congress. This is a federal law. Medicaid is a federal program. It's called Medicaid. And part of this program is we're going to make all this money available to the states. In order to get this money, you have to use some of your own, of course, and you have to formulate a plan and submit it to us for approval. And in Pennsylvania, it's called medical assistance. Federally, it's called Medicaid. I just use the term Medicaid, but if you ever hear medical assistance, that is what it is in Pennsylvania. But, yeah, it was written by Congress, and Medicaid came out in 1965, the same time Medicare came out. So that's how far back it goes.
And I wonder, again, like it's not a political talk here, but I wonder if they should start maybe opening us up to these politicians that are running to maybe look to try to ease some of this. Or help it make it beneficial. I mean, a five-year look back. I could see maybe a 1 or 2 year, but 5 years. I mean, it's just
he's right.
Your parents are 80 years old. You know, if they're going to live, and then if you know, maybe they might die within a year or two. I understand that, but 5, 6 years, whatever.
Yeah,
it just seems like a crime. I mean, I'm just listening to all the callers calling in. It just makes me sick to hear that.
Well, Dan, the good news is that there's barely any situation that I cannot fix to some extent. Forget the 5 years. Doesn't have to be 5 years ago. Mom's in the nursing home right now. You want to save the house? We can do it. Right. Well, that's what we do.
Right. Yeah.
Well, your parents should be talking. I heard about your brother there. Your parents should be talking to somebody for sure.
Yeah, we're set up. Actually, we're set up. But it's just I listen to you every week because I always educate my dad. My dad's losing it a little bit, dementia and everything, but I try to explain to him things. But everything that you're talking about is what we, you know, that I hear calling in and you're giving the advice is what we're under. But it just makes me, it's sad to hear these things, like for these elderly couples that want to leave something to their kids, and next thing you know, they're going to get hammered after they leave it, you know. But,
Dan, hold on 1 second. Let me just jump in here because you brought something up, a couple of things. So say if you have an abundance of things and you want to start gifting your children, say if I start doing this 10 years prior to when I would be in that situation where my body would be getting older. So if you start giving this stuff away at 70 or 75, is it maybe better when you're healthy to start dividing some of this stuff up?
If you could do without it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do another sort of trust. It's more complicated than the one I mentioned on the earlier call, but it's called an asset protection trust. And it's just you put assets in. My father died in 2007, and I think around 1997 I did one of these trusts for him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of stock in National City Bank. We put all the stock into this trust for him. After 5 years, it's not touchable by anybody. But I set it up so that he continues to always get the dividends from that. He gets the income only, the dividends. It has no access to the principal itself, and after 5 years, that would be protected. That's done a lot. And if you have excess assets that you'll never need, that's a good thing to do.
Okay. But most people.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate
this. Thanks, Dan.
All right, Dan. Thanks. Sadly, but most people are not in that position. Definitely, you need to make a call. Set up an appointment with Zachariah Brown, 724-942-6200. We have a couple of lines available. If you have a question, 866-391-1020. Here's Sherry on KDKA. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, I had a will and power of attorney and all that done about 10 years ago. Do you have to have those looked at again and drawn up if nothing has changed?
It depends on what your power of attorney says. I'll tell you some of the problems that I look for, especially in older powers of attorney. Does it say that the agent, the person to whom you give power of attorney, is empowered to make only limited gifts? And limited gifts means no more than $16,000 per person in a year. And the reason we don't like that is because when we are doing our Medicaid work, avoiding this five-year look back and all that, and somebody's in the nursing home, you know, if somebody has $200,000, our plan likely is going to say, we're going to gift $130,000 of that $200,000 to the children now and use the rest to pay for the penalty caused by that. And if it says $16,000 only, that's a problem. Another limitation a lot of powers of attorneys don't have is full, complete language about an IRA. If somebody has a stroke, they're in a nursing home, we need to liquidate their IRA. That's not an easy thing to do with a power of attorney unless it specifically says you can do that. And the last one is annuities. If you have an annuity, your power of attorney better say you can do different things with annuities. Otherwise, you're going to run into a stumbling block with insurance companies when you try to liquidate that or annuitize it or whatever you might be trying to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sherry.
All right, keep those calls coming, 866-391-1020. We have some available lines. Next stop is Kathy on KDK with Zachariah Brown. This is Pittsburgh Works. Say hello to Attorney Carl Zachariah, Kathy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. A while ago, I remember listening to a show when I was in the car, and it was talking about payments through the VA to a family member to care for, like, the widow. Like, my mother she's partially disabled. She's very limited mobility. My dad served, and he has passed. My sister has had to quit her job in order to care for my mom. Is she able to be compensated for that somehow through the VA?
Yes. Your mother should be able to, if she's otherwise eligible for VA benefits through your father. It's called aid in attendance, and she should be able to get up to $1,300 per month. In order to get that, she needs to show that she has an obligation to pay a caregiver for her care, which would be your sister. So what you'll need is a personal care agreement to do that. That's something that our office does all the time. We write up these agreements, and we look at your income and your costs and make sure that you maximize the care to mom and that you maximize especially the amount of money you can get through the VA.
Right,
it just has to be in a contract form.
Roughly what does that run as far as cost to have something like that drawn up by your office?
Yeah, you'd have to talk to the attorneys. That'd be either Colleen or Ben, the do those, Colleen Bratkovich or Ben Urso.
Mm-hmm.
You could call them up and talk to them about it.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. And love the show.
Thank you.
All right, Kathy. Yeah, just call that number and say, I'd like to speak to Colleen or Ben. They'll definitely get you to the right people. 724-942-6200. More calls coming in. We'll get to them in a moment. But one thing I think a lot of people that are veterans and spouses and people that are plugged into a family member who is a vet, a lot of them don't even know what is out there for them. So if you are of an age and you need help or someone in the family, spouse, significant other, whatever, if they've served in the military and you've never examined or explored that, you need to call Zachariah Brown.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll take a break. If you want to call us, 866-391-1020. We're talking about that five-year look back. We're talking about estate planning. We're talking powers of attorney, caregivers, Medicaid, nursing homes, long-term care, assisted living. Call us. Our lines are wide open. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. They have offices in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Bradenton, and Pompano Beach. 724-942-6200. And if you're in Florida now, it's hot.
You know, I have appointments next week in the Pompano office. And on Wednesday, it's going to be a high of 88 down there, and it's going to be like 91 here.
Here's what you have to do for me. You have to post a couple of pictures on your Facebook page so I can just look at the beautiful place that is Florida and Pompano Beach.
I will do that. Well, I'll probably just send you privately.
I'll be looking at them.
Yeah.
I'll be looking at them. All right, let's go to Mark. You're up next for Carl Zachariah on KDK. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question, sir?
Yes, sir. A question. A lot of my money has been traditional IRAs rolled over from my employment days. I've been told that trusts cannot protect your money that are in traditional IRAs. It's mostly used to protect housing and things like that. Is that correct, or am I off base on that?
Yeah, I can tell you all about that, Mark. So an IRA can only be owned by an individual. The letter I stands for individual retirement account. It cannot be owned by two people. It cannot be owned by a trust. It can only be owned by one individual. But you can make the trust the beneficiary of your IRA, and then list, you know, whoever the beneficiaries are of the trust will inherit that IRA. Something we're doing a lot with people in a second marriage. We will make a trust the beneficiary of an IRA so that whenever I die, if I'm on my second marriage, say, and I make the trust the beneficiary of my IRA, that trust will be set up so that the money, the required minimum distributions, get taken out, because it's limited to 10 years now. It all's going to come out in 10 years. They come out, the tax get paid, but they stay in the trust. And then the money gets paid over to the second spouse, the widow or widower from the second marriage, as it were, as they need it. But they don't get all of it. They can't make it their own. And when they pass away, whatever's left in that trust gets paid to the family or the first one to die. It's called an accumulation trust. They're very popular for IRAs, and you make the trust the beneficiary of your IRA, and you have accumulation trust language built into the trust. Oh, boy, we got a ton of them here.
Okay, Mark?
Yes, thank you for that information. I really enjoy your show, and I'll be in touch with the company for some more trust information.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, Rosalie in the car. She's on KDK with Carl Zachariah. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I wanted to know, is there such thing as simply transferring a deed?
You know what? We're having a hard time here. You're breaking up. She wants to talk about transferring deeds. Let me put you on hold. I'll try to come back in after the next call. Maybe you'll be in a better location. Just stay where you're at. We'll try to get you in just a second. But if we are unable to get you, please just call right now. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you. 724-942-6020. Let me just try one more time here. Rosalie, go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit better.
It's a little bit, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is there such a thing as just simply transferring a deed to someone else's name? Like, I can transfer the deed to my house to my daughter.
Yeah, well, your daughter would now own the house. A deed is nothing more than a representation of who owns the house.
Okay.
So if you do, it's her house. She's probably going to pay a lot of taxes if it's not her home. There's a lot of implications to that. And I've seen cases where people put the house in their kids' names and then... Yes, you know, a couple years later, the kids say, "Okay, well, you got to find somewhere else to live. We're taking over." Maybe it won't happen in your family, but I have seen it.
Here's Margie on KDKA. Hi, Margie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I don't think there's going to be a good end to this, but I'm 77 on a Social Security retirement income. I have no family. I have Medicare and Medicaid. What would happen if I had to go to a nursing home? I can't afford one. Would I be declared indigent? What do they do?
Yeah, you would be eligible for Medicaid out of the gate.
I would be?
Yeah. If you have no money and you're medically eligible and you need nursing home level of care, that's how it'll be. If you are if you're not medically eligible for the level of care for a nursing home, there are personal care homes that will take you and just based upon your income alone.
Oh, well, all right. That's positive.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Marge, thank you.
All right, here's Nathan. Nathan, you're on KDK with Carl Zachariah. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yes, hello, everyone. Calling from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Actually calling on behalf of my mother and now deceased grandparents. So long story short, my grandfather retired Marine Corps, developed dementia, and my mother essentially cared for him for about 10 years until he passed, which then continued with my grandmother for about 10 years, to which she passed about 2 years ago. And I was just listening to you guys, I don't know, probably 10 minutes ago now, and you had mentioned about some VA benefits as far as caregiving. Now, essentially, in sum, my mother cared for both of them for about 20 years. I mean, she was there every day, all day long. And I don't believe that they had developed any, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but that my grandparents were getting any kind of VA support with regard to my mother's caregiving. Now, being that they both have passed away, my mother's still alive. Is there any way that they can retroactively look at that?
You could try, but I'm 99.9% certain that will not work.
Okay.
It's got to be future, recurring, predictable into the future, not the past. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Nathan.
Gentlemen, take care.
All right, 866-391-1020. A lot of calls here in the final two segments. Here's Joe on KDKA's with Zachariah Brown, Pittsburgh Works. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you, sir? I have a question. It's concerning veterans eligibility. I have tried even just to get a regular veterans ID card. I served 4 years in the military, 68 to 72. And when my oncologist told me to apply, since I have chronic lymphocytic leukemia, possibly available for Agent Orange in Korea, and I also now have prostate cancer, but my main question is, when they asked me to declare how much money I have, and I told them, why would that matter? Depending, you know, I'm a veteran. Who cares if I have done well in my life and I have maybe a few dollars stashed away they're saying I would have been better off not having any money. So I've been denied any veterans because they said any veteran benefits because I have too much money. Is that true or not?
Yeah, the limit's like your house and like about a, I think it's either $130,000 or $137,000 in savings. If you have less than that, you're fine. If you have more than that, then you have sufficient funds on your own for a program called Aid in Attendance. Now, I don't think that makes any difference for Agent Orange. I know there are benefits for that, but I see that you're in White Oak. We have an office in Versailles Borough, literally next door. Call that office and ask for Colleen. She is our primary VA expert and has been for about 20 years now, I guess.
Well, thank you very much. But you know what I don't understand is I told this VA rep, I says, in other words, it would have been better off had I been just a drunken bum drug addict, and then I could have had all my benefits for free. And he basically agreed with me as opposed to being a hardworking person.
Well, that's not for him to decide. I mean, that's our elected officials. So whoever put these laws together, they're the ones that maybe should be held accountable to that.
All right. Thank you for the call, Joe. All right. Just kind of summarize. What have we learned about the five-year look back and other things today?
Well, we learned that it is a complex area of law that can be very dangerous, but it's also filled with great opportunities for you if you know how to use it. And that's why we wrote this booklet, and that's why we have our program called MAP, the Medicaid Application Assurance Plan, that we put together for people. This booklet is to identify for you the problems that you might run into if you're applying for Medicaid, things you have to look out for, like mom took $2,000 out of the bank every month. The caseworkers are going to say, well, where did it go? And so, you know, we have to be careful of those things. We can address them. We can fix all of these as long as we know about them going into it. And that's we fashion our MAP plan around that. If you're interested in this booklet, send me an email, info@pittsburghelderlaw.com, and it should be ready in about another week or two. It's actually ready. I just have to get to the printer.
You know, even if I was a young person just starting out, and I have children that are doing extremely well, you know, investing money, getting the IRAs, you know, putting 75% of their pay away because they realize the long-term advantages of doing that. As I'm in my 30s and 40s and my children are becoming important parts of my life, and especially even my early 50s, I make sure I at least reach out to an elder attorney just to see what the landscape and to kind of predict or at least give me an idea where we're going to be in a few years. This is something that you don't necessarily just want to do when you're 65 and on the doorstep of being old or possibly into, you know, assisted living or nursing home care. Yeah. You really want to look at this long term because it is long-term. It's nothing for people to live into their 90s today.
Yeah, and look at your own DNA. Your parents or grandparents, how long were they around?
Yeah.
You're probably going to live longer than them. If you have parents that lived into their 90s, I think you have to be especially careful.
Well, sadly, about my mom and dad, if that were the case, Carl, it's been nice knowing you. You know, they were the best, but they worked hard, and they left us way too soon. Always a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you, Rob. Have a great weekend.
Stay tuned. Much more to come after Mr. Taylor checks that news at 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.